Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. And tonight we're going to talk about how the low wages and diminishing wages and keeping wages low, how it's really keeping the economy on a slippery, sliding slope, because it doesn't ever get traction because people aren't making the money. And wages are actually the bottom line of the economy. It's when the economy is going good, the working class, the middle class, the lower to middle managers, we're all making money. But now we've been in a downward spiral in wages and thinking low wages since 1984 are the way to go and the way to expand the economy. And that has never worked since the beginning of time. If you look at the beginning of time, everybody thinks low wages, cheap labor is the way to go. But in all actuality, it's what's hindering us and slowing us down and never allowing us to get out of the ram and cram and all the negativity of the world. But that opens up this premise for me. What is it that you choose to do to open up your entrepreneurial spirit? Because let's be honest, with the powers to be in the education system that's going on and the unions being as weak as they are and their leadership is more about dropping wages and bringing in lower wages and lowering the prosperity consciousness of the world, the wages will keep sliding, because I am a member of a union. And what I see as a union member, it's all about the powers to be, seeing how they can lower and manipulate. And I've been involved in two companies that have lowered wages. In 1995 in the union, we thought we'd be good to the contractors, and we've went backwards ever since then. And in 1983 or 4, we took a pay cut in Wyoming. And so we thought we'd get more bids and more of this, more of that. And really what happened is the owner went out and bought 10 new trucks. This is what's opened up to me. If you pay attention to the economy never goes because there's too many people not involved in the economy. And the people we're as much a fault as the people are as much as anybody else. But really, if you're looking for the unions or somebody outside of yourself to make your living and expand your life, it isn't going to happen. And something I've really noticed and really got involved and see in the coaching world and things like that is we're stuck in the past and we talk about the lowness of life instead of raising the images. And the images the people have of the working people, there's such a subdivide in this world between the wealthy, the hourly workers, and everybody, because we're always looking to think it was somebody else that could do this or it was somebody else's fault. But what really happens is we never, ever look directly in the mirror. To see, for me to have prosperity, it's up to me. But, you know, I'm really getting sick of people telling me this and telling me that. So when you get sick of something, you better reach down to the hand that's right in front of you and gain and go, because it's really more about opening up who you are and gaining the wisdom to move your own life forward. But wages are the bottom line of the economy. And we are always looking for the easy way out. And I was guilty of this. And I looked for the easy way out. I ended up never finding it, because get rich doesn't open up the wisdom, innovation, talent. And you will grow personally when wisdom, integrity, and morals before you move forward. And if you're trying to use other people's wisdom on an unsavory way, that's happened to me twice. It's happening right now. And, you know, you have to make unsavory choices in business. But here's the thing you really have to open up to. You got to really engage in the world. And you can't worry about who's going to do what. Keep putting that right foot in front of the left foot and just keep moving in the grooving, because life will become easier. But it comes down to this. What are you afraid of about others is what you fear in yourself. I was on my way home tonight, and I had a real awakening. Is a heartbreak my heart showing me, giving me an wake-up call because I refuse to listen to my heart? And my expectation is trying to control the situation rather than be in the flow. Was my heart giving me a wake-up call? Because this wake-up call, these low wages and the trending down of the economy, and then people standing up in front of me and telling me that never done nothing, thinking they've done something, telling me what they can do for me, it never happens. So what is it that we're afraid of in the world? We're afraid of ourselves. I'm afraid of me. When you find the mystic of me, the magic of me, and the courage of me, I open me up to be free. And that's what this is. And wages are the bottom line of the economy. And I was talking with a guy today at work, and he says, well, wages will make more taxes. You'll pay more in taxes. If I'm making more money, I will pay my taxes. You got to pay your way forward. And everybody's looking for a free ride. The country's too immature. The union leadership is too immature and insecure to move forward. All the leaders of the world are in a classic, it's all about me mindset. And when you look at the people you represent and you're trying to lower their standard of value, what kind of people are leading this world, the unions and everything else? It's a question I've had to ask myself, even in my own business. Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, Common Sense, Politically Incorrect. What am I doing to expand the world? See, the unions and the world talk family values, but we have stopped. And we never involved in family values. And right now, I think this world needs a family value wake-up call. Because we're doing things to break up families rather than ingrain and expand families. And there's too much talk, not enough walk, and not enough get and go. And that's in me, too. And I don't get to dodge the bullet. Everything is everybody else's fault. I deserve it. That person don't. It's kind of where the world is, and that's where we're failing and falling down right now. And if anybody wants to join the conversation, it's 718-305-6548. And that's the way I write. I write to free people. It's about a sovereign savant walking through life, realizing my heart leads my way, but it's really people are afraid to say what's going on. It's like the little boy said to the emperor, you're naked. Well, we need to get the naked truth out about ourselves, the country, the union, your job, your personality, the corporation. Get it out there. Let's talk about it. We can't hide it and glide. We're hiding and chiding each other, afraid to say anything, and nothing is happening. By golly, it's up to us, the people, to lead the leaders, because the leaders are too inept, and that's in the unions and everything else. It's time for the people to stand up and take the first step, and that's freeing me of the ingrained pain from my daily life and thinking I owe somebody something and somebody did something to me and all the dids and the wids and the broods. It's time to let it go and get involved with your own life. As long as you're doing the right thing and expanding you, you're expanding the world. And I should say expanding me, I'm expanding the world, because all personal growth is done in first person. Whenever I read you in a personal growth message, I stop listening. And the people are afraid to talk about the high wages making the world better. Well, here's the difference. If the unions are making $35 an hour or $40 an hour, and the non-union's making $30 an hour. There's $10 an hour difference. And just let's just use 100 people. That is $1,000 an hour. I mean, $1,000 a person that's going unchecked. On 40 hours, that's $40,000. But anyway, the gist of the deal is the lower the wages, the lower the economy, and the more the economy slips. For every dollar spent, it circulates 6 to 15 times. But here's the thing, getting back to the $100. The $10 on 100 people is $100, $1,000 an hour. On a 40-hour work week, that is $40,000. On a 52-week year, that's over $2 million, just on $10. But when you start using the equations and everything else, that's got to be multiplied by $15. So if we give everybody in the country, 100 million workers, a dollar an hour raise, that's $100 million going into the economy. 40 hours, that's $400 million. Or that's $4 billion, or $400 million. Multiply that by 15, you're into the billion. And how would $1 billion of private sector money expand the economy in a year? I mean, I'm not, my numbers ain't real accurate here, but I'm just giving you the gist of it, because the unions are afraid to get their workers' raises, and the people are afraid if we say something, somebody's going to hurt our poor little feelings. Well, you're either getting stomped on, your feelings are getting hurt by yourself, or you're going to get hurt standing up for something. So until the union people and all the hourly workers start engaging in conversation with somebody about high wages and understanding economics and the everything somebody does in leadership to lower the wages, they're lowering the prosperity in the world, because prosperity is learned, success is learned, poverty is ingrained from childhood, history, and everything else. It's time we quit looking at the leaders of the world and having a beauty contest in voting, and we have a contest of ideas. And we stop listening to the after-the-fact squawkers, which is most people in leadership today. They talk about what somebody else has said like they know what it is. And they really are trying to show the world something they can't do, but they're unwilling to admit what they can't do. Until you can say, I don't know in your life is going nowhere. And that's where the whole world is right now, because we've used all the college education, all the economics we could ever use, and move forward in life, and that's as far as we've went. But we're so afraid of each other that it just scares everybody to death, because, oh, what is that guy doing? What good he has? Look what he's doing. Well, heavens with what he's doing. What in the heaven are you doing for yourself to reach up? The best helping hand and the only helping hand you can trust is the one right at the end of your arm. Don't run around disarming yourself by looking for somebody to do it for you. Get in gear and do it yourself and say thank you, but let's go. You know, something I've expanded into and I'm starting to really understand is about me expanding me. And when I engage in me, I engage in me to be free. And whatever else I'm doing, I really concentrate on expanding through life to be free now. But you know, the thing about expanding through life is people are afraid of life, because you never know what somebody else is going to do. And we're always looking for somebody else to do something for us. But what are we really not doing for ourselves? Because if we're waiting for the leaders, the unions, and everybody else to do it for us, it isn't going to happen. because the unions are too busy preying on their members, and the disconnect between the union leadership and the members is so terrifying that it scares you, because the union leaders are afraid of the membership, and the membership does not trust the union leadership. But that's okay, because we can still expand through life. It isn't that we have to have everything and do everything. It's about each other engaging in each other. And it's really about the Congress. They have no use for the American people, because we don't make them accountable. They're only accountable to their campaign contributors, and that's the way they look at life. It's about time the American people has the gumption to quit having these beauty contest elections, listening to the rhetoric, and really start looking in the mirror to see what's going on and opening their entrepreneurial talents. And if there's somebody in a leadership deal and you think you're better than the people that pay you, which comes from like the unions, the members, and all those corporations, it comes from the people, the customers, well, then you better look in the mirror, because people are the assets of the world. They are the astute superstar savants expanding today's economy. And what are you going to do to expand your life? And that is what is going to happen. So what do you see in your life that's going to open you up and make you expand and go forward in life? Are you going to quit waiting for people that are ready? You watch the leader's personal life. That's going to show you how good a leader person is. But here's the thing. Can you open up to really understand where you're going and do what you choose to do? Because life will really move forward when you quit allowing and waiting for the other people. And if you think other people have your best interest in heart, and it's really time to move forward and do it and really get it done and get your thing going and really expand the wisdom within you and get it done and open up to being free and getting everything done. Quit relying on people that are only out for themselves. And I'm really starting to see that in my own life, because the person I trust now the most is the one I look at in the mirror. How do you feel about yourself in doing that? Because I understand what is going on now in life. And, you know, it comes down to a trust of your own self. It's not worrying about what's going on with somebody else or doing what somebody else is doing. It's about really engaging in that inner sage to expand the stand, to understand I can live my desired desires. But I'll tell you this for a fact. People are scared. They ain't in fear no more. They're flat out scared. And the question you want to ask yourself is, what am I scared of in my life today? It just quivers and shakes, and it goes right to the core. You know, you can dance in fear, but you can win when you understand you're scared. And you can live the life you choose when you understand you're scared to live it. But here's the thing. What am I have to be afraid of with moral and ethical people? Nothing. It's immoral and unethical people that do things. And it's usually the one that does everything right gets in the most trouble because they try to be fair. The egotistical arrogance of this world and leaders and so on, they're not fair. They're playing in a selfish game. And that is the thing about this country right now. This country is too selfish and too scared to move forward and live their dreams and expand through whatever they can. Because they want to live in yesterday and be only yesterday. It's time we step forward and live in today to play in prosperity forever and forever a day. Because it's time to unhook the selfish leaders of the world, the unions that are selfish, the politicians, everybody that's got a selfish image in your life. It's up to you to be expanded, because what I see today is nothing more than people thinking they own other people. And that's a lie. And that's a flat-out lie this world is bought into. And am I guilty? You bet, but I'm no more, because I'm free to be me. And as I open my eyes to this, I'm seeing, having a conversation with leaders, even from the president all the way down to wherever, corporations, they're egotistically stuck on nothing because they're unable to have a conversation. Because they're afraid somebody's going to find out they don't know what's going on. And that's very prevalent in an organization I belong to. And in fact, this country is so inept and immature right now, it scares us to understand that people are the asset. Because if you can't dominate them and take them for a ride, people are afraid to do anything with them. And that's kind of what this is. And when you can admit the ruthless truth, you can have the Bermuda and live in the Bermuda, live on the island of Bermuda or wherever you choose, because freedom is priceless. Selfish greed is measurable only in domination of other people. And you know, money is the most misunderstood thing, because it's never money. Money's the energy. It's the egotistical arrogance of people and the selfishness of people that have us in this world. The corporate fascism in this world in the muck of nothing forever. It's time the people of the world step up, step out, and have the clout to tell the leaders it's about me and not about corporate fascism. Because the corporations and the businesses and from the union, they have forgot it's people that make the world go around. And people are afraid to be good to people because something may happen. And I write that in my books, and I got a visionary vocabulary to unleash, unlock, let go, live free DVD out, and I put my stuff on the line. When you start using the word expand instead of the word change, something's going to let go. You're going to let go of the pain, of the inane pain of being caught up in the societal silliness. And open up and you understand they can expand, because I am the ultimate utopian to live my life my way. And when you live it my way, and when I say my way, that's where I'm talking to you in first person. So your subconscious mind hears this in first person. Kick the selfishness out of yourself and you'll kick the selfish out of the world. And you know, the thing is, the wisdom of the people in America and across the world, it's common sense wisdom to unleash an uncommonness on the world. It's about freeing people and kick the people out who think they're arrogant and think they're better than you. They're afraid of you. Arrogance is a fear, but actually it's scared that people are going to find out that people that are super arrogant don't know jack crap, and all they are is ready to unstrap the crap on you and run like hell. Because I understand when you can stare somebody in the eye and they can't give you an honest man's up and they got to do it in an egotistical manner, that's a fear. That's a flat out being scared, and I see that every day in my life. You know, I love conversation of ideas, but I hate brain dead, locked up, brain dead people who say and attack because they're afraid of saying what's going on. And that's prevalent in everything today. But it's time for the American people and people around the world to tell the leaders it's about me, not the corporate fascism. Because here's the thing, corporations never buy anything. It's people buy everything. The wages of corporations, the businesses, the union people make that makes the world spin in wealth and success. And until America and the world get a raise, an hourly raise of $4 to $20 an hour, nothing's going to happen. And no union leader who's supposed to represent people is saying that. They're all too scared. They live in the shadows to beat up their members, and I can attest to that. But anyway, it's about people really allowing themselves to expand. And it's about opening up an understanding. The wisdom within allows the wealth out, wealth outside of you to flow into your bank account. It's stop being timid. Where somebody is going to have to be irritated to get this going. And it's really going to be a freedom of life when this all happens. But it's about understanding that life is living infinite freedom every day to see luxury invigorate the events in my life. And I have some books out. My Amazon page is amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. It's called Flow in the Glow. Is on there. My DVD is available on Amazon. That's called Visionary Vocabulary. I got a CD, Money is My Friend, that flows to me from all sources in the universe. Fear is My Friend, Expanding Astute Revelations, Unleashing My Canonized My Abilities. How does it feel to understand fear is unrefined wisdom? Holiday Wisdom opens your eyes to your yuletide ride in your New Year cheer. Fear is My Friend CD. I forgive me, I'm free. You know, it's all about engaging in you, in the world, with your wisdom, innovation, and talent. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is Rob, or cowboy, cwbywsdm@gmail.com. And it's about freeing you to be free to see the world expand in really nice, in real Noios ways. That's N-O-U-S, Noios, Noios. But it's really about expanding the sand in us and the people to rid the world. It's stop listening to the feel-good rhetoric and start making them walk their talk. And, you know, that's something that really has to expand the world, because the timidness in the union leaders is not going to take us nowhere. There's really, we got to get people out there for us in the world, leaders, the politicians, the business communities, the JCs, everybody's got to open their eyes to higher wages to make the money, to make them flow. As I open my eyes to this, my listening eyes here, I am the seer to expand my world. But it's stop letting people be, their arrogance of leaders be the way we live. And you know, I got a book, I Approve of Me Sets Me Free. When arrogant people look at you funny, arrogant people are afraid of you. But you know, it just doesn't matter anymore. Till we open our eyes, we can do this, and it does matter what we do with each other. It's about the collaboration of canonized wisdom to expand the world and take the leadership away from the leaders and put the leadership in the people where the wisdom lies. Just like from everything, it's in the people is where the wisdom lies. And enough people speaking at the same time. Look at Gandhi, things happen. The egotistical arrogance always loses a peaceful proposition. So as we open our eyes to play this game of fame, we're going to walk in wisdom to expand the world. Thank you. I'm Robert A. Wilson. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And my email, cwbywsdm@gmail.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410.